and welcome. In this session, we're going to be chatting to an internet entrepreneur about his 21 years making a living online. Paul Counts will also reveal how he got started whilst in second grade by selling t-shirts online from his parents' house. He'll also explain how he overcame many challenges along the way and how he now runs a multi-million dollar empire that he's managed to build from scratch and, more importantly, how you can do the same. He'll also explain how his journey has taken many twists and turns along the way, including how he got involved in two feature films and the pitfalls of getting involved in those feature films. So let's get started by welcoming today's guest, Paul Counts.
Hey, thank you. So glad to be here. Excited to be a part of this program, and thanks for reaching out.
Well, you've been doing this for a long, long time. So first of all, congratulations on all your successes.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been doing it for over 21 years now. So this is my 21st year. Started in my parents' house at the age of 13. Started with actually email marketing of all things for people that were trying to buy t-shirts, custom screen print and embroidery. And then one thing just kind of led to the other. And we ended up being in a spot where we needed to have the actual website. And at that point, you know, the owner of the company said, hey, you wanted the website. You need to learn how to market it. And from there, my internet career was born, if you will. And I haven't looked back. Loved every minute of it and just thrilled to still be doing this 20 some years later.
Sounds like an amazing story, Paul. And for anybody who's not heard of Paul Counts before, maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about the way you got started and so on.
Yeah. So the way I got started, so a little bit more about that side story. So when I was 13 years old, I was selling t-shirts for a custom screen print and embroidery company. And to do that, we had to actually send proofs out to local schools and high schools. And I was hired just to be a junior sales representative. So I was in junior high, and I was hired just to sell t-shirts to my local school. And of course, me being the entrepreneur that I am, decided, hey, there's a lot more schools out there. So a good friend of ours, a family, and the athletic director of the school gave me a manual that had all the athletic directors in the state with their email addresses. And so he said, hey, you could reach out to different schools. So I started doing email marketing, emailing to them direct through a Hotmail email address. And way back when I was doing this, you could not send an attachment that was larger than 500 kilobytes. So I could not send proofs. So I told the owner of the company, I said, look, I said, I'm trying to do my best, but I can't send proofs. We need to get a website so we can have a proper email. And so at that point, he actually told me, he said, hey, you got the website. We did get the website as you wanted. Now you learn to market it. And I started to research backlinking. I started doing search engine optimization way back when, and started, reaching out, doing press release marketing. He came back to me later, said, hey, you're really good at this. Why don't I refer you to a few friends of mine? And like I said, that's when things just really started to take off. And then a few years after that, I decided, okay, I can only serve one or two clients at a time. So I realized that there's a lot of money to be made if you create and launch your own products. And from there, I started creating my own courses, my own video trainings, teaching people SEO, teaching people marketing online. Through the years, in order to stay relevant, I've had to, make a lot of changes. Some people probably recognize me from the Real Guys brand, Real Guys, Real Money. We've had some great successes over at ClickBank, over on JVZoo, platinum seller on ClickBank, which means we've sold, millions of dollars over there. And then we've also had a tremendous amount of success as one of the top sellers over on JVZoo. So I've had a great career on both platforms, and I've been able to prove ourselves, in this niche market. And fast forward to today, I'm now the co-owner, co-founder of a company called Marketing Counts with Shreya Banerjee. And we have the Marketing Counts podcast, and we now consult and work with clients, including State Farm agents, and helping them expand their reach through the internet. And we also host our own live event. So it's been quite the journey. That's kind of the shortened version of the career and kind of a little bit behind who I am and what I've done.
Wow, it's an amazing story. And I guess from what you're telling me, Paul, is that it's almost that you kind of fell into this. It wasn't ever a plan of yours to do this right from the very start.
Yeah, it was never my plan. I really did just fall into this, and it was something that just kind of fell in my lap. As a kid, I actually really wanted to be a, I wanted to have a job in sports. I wanted to have a career as a sports journalist and also as a you know, as a sports broadcaster, that was kind of my ultimate goal, was to do that. And also I was eyeballing coaching at the collegiate level. And so sports was my passion. I thought that's where I was going to be. And this really just fell into my lap. And, you know, my brothers, they were either were a lifeguard at the pool, or they also drove a wheat truck in the summer. And I ended up starting to do marketing at that age because I kind of fell into it. So it was never the plan I had, but it really just fell into my lap, and just one thing led to another. And here we are 20 some years later.
And I guess when you started, Paul, the barriers to entry were actually a little bit harder perhaps than they are today. I know a lot of people think of it the other way around, that, you know, it must have got harder over the years to get into this. But would you say, what would you say to that? Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say it was harder, because back then there wasn't as much training, there wasn't as much resources, there wasn't as much knowledge. You had to learn a lot on your own. It was a school of hard knocks. There wasn't the software that's available today. I mean, there's two schools of thought there. So there's part of me says, yes, it was much harder because there was a lot more. We didn't have faster internet. There wasn't, you know, I used to run a dial-up line for my parents. You know, I was in a town, grew up in a town of 300 people. So I'd run a dial-up internet connection back to my room in order to do my internet stuff. So internet speeds are very slow. Technology wasn't there. Building web pages, you had to do more things manual. You had to use HTML coding. You had to learn the CSS. Now we have these amazing page builders, right, that you can just take and you have an incredible page builder and a nice landing page without having to know any coding. You can make graphics on the fly. You can outsource through companies like Fiverr on the fly, like just very quick and easy to do those things nowadays. And so, you know, that's where I think it was more difficult back then. But then on the flip side of that, there was a lot less competition back there. Now there's a ton of competition. So you have to really have your marketing dialed in, which is, you know, hopefully that's going to be some of the stuff we'll be talking about. You have to have your marketing dialed in. You have to have your messaging, your foundation, so that you can actually reach people today, because there is so much noise and so much competition in this day and age. Whereas back when we started, competition was a lot less. I really wish I knew kind of what I know now way back when, because I was even starting before Amazon was even getting going. So you look at some of that and you go, oh my goodness, you know, where was I? And it's kind of wild when you look at that journey, but it's been fun throughout the process.
Oh, I can imagine. And I bet the internet has changed so much since you got started.
A tremendous amount. Yeah, the internet has changed so much over the last 20 some years, to the point where, you know, it's just unrecognizable. I mean, the email, you know, email addresses are different. You know, Hotmails were all popular, AOL emails, Juno emails, all the old school stuff. I just did a podcast interview recently, and we were joking about people that have AOL emails and how old those are. Now everything's Gmail, and the technology's changed. It was MySpace a few years, you know, quite a few years ago. Now everything's, you know, Facebook, and now Instagram's becoming the new thing. And you know, it's a wise purchase decision by Facebook. And it's just every time you turn around, every couple years or something different. And you know, I take that back. It's not every couple years. It's literally every few months. And if you're not relevant, you're going to get left behind. And now even colleges are offering digital marketing degrees, which way back when I started, that was never a thing. Colleges were like, nope, we're not going to. They didn't realize how big of a thing it's going to be. And so now they're offering digital marketing degrees to people. I mean, that's how vast and, you know, how fast the internet's changed over time. And it's only going to change at lightning speed as we move forward.
Oh, it's constantly evolving. You're absolutely right. And would you say that when you first got started, Paul, there was a whole load of challenges that you battled to overcome? Or did you find it actually quite easy when you first got started?
Yeah, it was not quite easy. It was very difficult. Probably the biggest challenges was, it's really 90% mental. This business, just like any business, is 90% mental. And I can tell you that because, you know, if you're sitting there trying to build a web page and you're trying to get it correct and you're trying to set up your first site or you're trying to learn something, it takes a lot of hard work. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of times where it doesn't go right. You're going to have those failures of, oh, I'm, you know, for everybody that visits my page, only 7 of 100 visitors are going to buy. If you have a decent conversion rate, you know, if you have an average conversion rate, maybe 1 out of every 99 people are going to buy. So you've got a pretty high failure rate. That's hard for a lot of people to swallow. So it's a lot of it's having positive mental attitude on it. The other part is, you're going to have technology hiccups. It's inevitable. Back then, we had them as I was starting out. To this day, those amazing page builders that I was referring to earlier, those things fail you constantly. The, you know, sometimes technologies change, search engine algorithms change. We're, you know, as we do this, as you start every new year begins. So you start a brand new year. There's new changes that come out from the major platforms. We're talking Facebook. We're talking PayPal. We're talking Google, Amazon. It does not matter where you're selling. There's going to be privacy policy changes. There's going to be terms and condition changes that are going to literally set you back every single year. And so for people that are starting out today, those hurdles are going to happen. Back when I was starting, there was other hurdles. A lot of it was more, you know, technology based and kind of a lack of a network and sphere of influence and people. But in this day and age, it's really about the major platforms, and you have to diversify. If you put all your eggs in one basket, like I know people that put all their eggs in Facebook for traffic, and that's a bad plan because Facebook at any point could shut you down. And I've really focused over the years on just focusing on one core element, and that's building my list, building my email following.
Sounds like a, you know, really good advice. I mean, maybe you could tell me right now a little bit more about, you know, about your company today. You know,